This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Athens, Greece, Olympic moments of glory and disgrace. Records have fallen, and so have reputations. Meanwhile, security's tighter than at any previous Olympics, and there's more at stake in Athens than in any previous game for the host country. Joining us from Athens, NPR's Sylvia Poggioli. Sylvia, the Olympics now in their fourth day. We've heard a lot about this massive security presence there. How does it seem to you, all the security?
Oh, it's very present. Certainly we in the media, we encounter it everywhere. Outside every venue, there are police or soldiers with machine guns, and there are numerous security checks. When the wind's not blowing too hard, a special blimp flies over the city. We're told it's equipped with some very sophisticated computer technology that monitors everything happening on the ground. There are helicopters often overhead. It's certainly the tightest security measures I've ever seen in Europe.
I heard your report on Morning Edition today about the sparse crowds there. I wonder if people are discouraged because all this security heightens the awareness of terrorism.
Well, it's not clear yet. Certainly there are very few visitors here. It could be that they were scared by the reports in the international media for months saying that the Greeks would not be able to ensure sufficient security measures. Or it could also be the prices. They're very high prices. And apparently Greeks are not buying enough tickets to fill the stadiums. So we don't have too many people in the stadiums right now.
Meanwhile, in Greece, people are worried about and talking about the country's two most popular athletes who I guess are completely disgraced here. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the Greek media is obsessed with sprinters Kostas Kenderis and Katerina Tanou. Particularly, they embarrassed the nation on the eve of the opening of the Olympic Games by missing a drugs test. They should appear tomorrow before an IOC disciplinary committee, and they're also under investigation by Greek police to determine whether a motorcycle accident they were in on Thursday night was real or a cover-up. And at a government press meeting yesterday, Greek journalists were demanding that the Greek government intervene.
I guess people are thinking these new drug tests were something they wanted to avoid, and that's why they didn't show up.
That's the suspicion. I mean, it's not clear. As the government spokesman said yesterday, you know, we have to wait. The government can't do anything. Obviously, we have to wait and see what the IOC does and what the police investigation reveals. But in any case, that's what a lot of people suspect, that it might be a cover-up, a motorcycle accident.
Let me ask you about the one big surprising story that seems to have delighted people, even in this country, and that is the Iraqi soccer team. The Iraqis are winning.
They had two straight victories against Portugal and Costa Rica that put them in the quarterfinals. It's the first time Iraq has gotten that far since the 1980 Moscow Games. And this is pretty extraordinary because this is a team that can't play at home because of the war there. So the Iraqis are making the most of their return to the Olympics, and they're kind of like the darlings of these Athens Games right now.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli in Athens. Sylvia, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.